Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and four things up for review this week. First up, there's the new tennis film Challengers, and then there's the supernatural series Dead Boy Detectives, then a new Bill Skarsgård action film Boy Kills World, and finally a Netflix thriller series Baby Reindeer. First up is the new film Challengers, and this is the tennis film starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist, and the director is Luca Guadagnino, who did Call Me By Your Name. There are definitely going to be comparisons to Call Me By Your Name, and I think some of them thematically do make sense, but the issue for me with Challengers is I think it got overhyped and the marketing did it a disservice. That's not to say it's a bad film, but they are definitely focusing on this whole Call Me By Your Name parallel, and then there's a lot of sort of sexiness to the marketing of it, and there are certainly hormonal-driven elements to this film, but it is about more than that most of the time. So if you go into it thinking like, ooh, this is going to be a salacious romp or whatever it may be, and then it takes a really long time to get to any of that type of stuff, or at least in my brain, it took a really long time because I kept going like, you told me this was going to be about this. Where is that element of it? You know, I just don't think it sets it up to frame it in a way that like the film is actually trying to be. I think generally speaking through all of his work, or at least the, you know, major pieces we've seen from Luca Guadagnino, like there's usually a physical relationship component to them. There's an exploration of that. So don't worry, that's definitely in this, but it is more than that. But my personal challenge with it was I thought it was going to be something other than it was. What it is about the dynamic between these three characters who have a long-lasting relationship between them. You get to see through the course of their lives, how they interact and intertwine with each other, which I think is good. One of the maybe slightly weaker parts for me is you have the actors playing these characters at different points during their lives. And, you know, we follow them when they're younger. And I was like, this is perfect casting. Like Zendaya as a, maybe a little bit of a stretch, like a 17, 18-year-old tennis pro. Easy peasy, you know, gave hardcore Naomi Osaka vibes, or a young William. I was like, yes, I 100% believe this. Zendaya as like a probably, what, 30-year-old mom of a small kid, I didn't buy it quite as much. Again, I think she's a great actress. I just don't know if the scope of the role set her up for 100% success. She, for me, is the strongest part of this. And then, you know, you have these two male characters who revolve around her lives. But I think the actual most interesting part of it was their relationship with each other, which also going to what Luca Guadagnino likes to explore, like he definitely tends to lean towards male skewing stories and the dynamics between male characters. So I think he shines there, and then trying to bring in this third female character is where it's like a little, okay, you know, I see what you're doing here, but sometimes it feels almost rudimentary or like a little too on the nose at points. I also thought this movie was a little bit long. Like, I would have shaved maybe 15 minutes from it. And I know that sounds like a minor critique, but when you're sitting there going like, okay, let's get to the point of what's happening here. You know, I maybe it's an editing thing. Maybe it's just tennis is not my sport. That's quite possibly it. But, you know, overall, I think the relationship between the three characters is what you are going to go see this for. I would say it is more about their emotional relationships, with the physical as a secondary component. So if you're going into it thinking the opposite, like, just no, it's not going to be that. You know, I think, for lack of a better word, Call Me By Your Name is a little hornier than this is. This is more calculated, which I actually liked that part of it. But when they present it as it's going to be that, it ends up being this more cold feeling. You just have to do a paradigm shift. So I'm bracing you now for that. However, like I said, well-constructed film, well-acted. There are some things that didn't resonate with me personally as much, but I think that this will find an audience who are super fans of it. I think if you were going into this thinking it's a sports movie or, you know, more of a classic sports film, it's less about the actual tennis, although it does try to tell you it's about the tennis, and I'm like, show me, don't tell me. So overall, I'm going to give Challengers a 3.8 out of 5. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back. And I'm back. The next thing I have is a new series, and you know I'm always excited when I talk about series this early on. It is called Dead Boy Detectives, and it is out on Netflix. And this is born out of the same universe as Neil Gaiman's Sandman. It stars George Rextrew, Jason Revery, Cassius Nelson, and Yu-Yu Kitamura. And George Rextrew and Jaden Revery play Edwin and Charles, who are ghosts. Not a spoiler there. They are the dead boys. They are detectives. They solve mysteries about why other ghosts are still sticking around. And then they encounter Cassius Nelson's character, who's called Crystal Palace, who is a medium. And then the three of them encounter Yuu Kitamura's Nico. And, you know, they all go about solving crimes and mysteries together. It is a very fun series. It's not YA, but it does, you know, they're teenagers, so it does lean a little towards that direction. I know I've said this before, but I think the Wednesday crowd will love this. I also think the Sandman crowd will absolutely love this. You know, I recall the characters from reading Sandman, and I think this is a really great exploration and expansion of these roles. You know, everyone has really wonderful chemistry together, which I think really cements this as something so watchable. I blazed through it. I binged the whole thing. You know, you will be shipping characters, you will be rooting for characters. It can get dark and kind of gross at times. There are plenty of laugh out loud moments. It really is the whole package. I don't want to go too much into the details because it is a mystery, because they are detectives, and I think that is the fun of it, is getting to reveal sort of the journey they go on. It's not necessarily as complicated as something like Sandman, which is really nice, because I know the world of the Endless and all the layers of the various kingdoms and domains of those characters in Sandman can be a little complex. I thought Netflix did an amazing job of adapting that, though. But this is just like a relatively straightforward slice out of that universe. It's really fun. There's also some really great emotional moments. And also, I will just flag, in a delightful way, such great representation of just like sexuality on a spectrum in this. So Dead Boy Detectives, a firm recommend from me. It's out streaming now on Netflix. The next film I have is called Boy Kills World. And this is an action film. And unfortunately, I don't know if you could say there's much more to it than the action, which is kind of bizarre. I like the premise. It stars Bill Skarsgård as a character called Boy, who basically is out for revenge against this family. It's this sort of post-apocalyptic world in which there's a, it's not a purge exactly, it's more of like a culling list, and this one family who is basically like a dictatorship slash, I don't know if they'd be a monarchy because, you know, they're not royal, but either way, they are in control and they rule with an iron fist, and Bill Skarsgård's Boy has set out to take revenge upon them. And one of the things that is kind of, I don't know if I want to call it gimmicky, but borderline clever, somewhere between gimmicky and clever, is that his inner monologue is provided by H. John Benjamin, who you might know as Bob from Bob's Burgers or a variety of other famous animated series. He's, you know, a very good voiceover artist, obviously. So kudos to Bill Skarsgård, who does not speak in this, right? So he is giving a pantomime performance and he does an excellent job of it, right? Then you've also got Famke Janssen, Charlton Copley, Jessica Roth, Michelle Dockery, Brett Gelman, Isaiah Mustafa, Yahya Nuruhyan, and Andrew Koji, rounding out the cast. You know, the thing for me is I was on board with the concept to start, and then it transcended into the world of violence for the sake of violence, and I really lost the plot at a certain point. And, you know, the plot is actually pretty rudimentary. It is just a revenge story, right? But the fact that there were not more layers to it at that point, there are twists and turns and things like that, but that it doesn't exactly do the greatest job of expanding the emotional scope beyond that, for me, did not resonate. I have talked to plenty of other friends who have seen this, and they resonated with it very much, which I don't know if that's disconcerting to me, but to each their own. So I do think there is an audience for it. But if you are someone who is not a fan of gory, guts, violence, etc., definitely not for you. If you are not a fan of action-heavy things, this is also definitely not for you. I think something like The Purge might be an acceptable comp. Or I think something like Battle Royale actually came to mind, but I don't want to knock Battle Royale because I actually really liked Battle Royale, although I have not revisited it in a really long time. But in terms of that, just like, hey, here's a bunch of violence. But even then, I felt more emotionally attached to the Battle Royale characters than I do to Boy or any of the supporting cast. So this is one of those films, unlike Challengers, where I'm like, oh, the Challengers trailer, I don't think did the best job of representing what you're going to get when you see the film. For Boy Kills World, no, it's what you see is what you get. So if you were into it, I am not going to say don't do it because it's your life. But if you were on the fence, if you were considering, if you had no idea what I was talking about or just hearing about this movie, I am sorry to say it's only going to get a 2.5 out of 5 for me. The last thing I have this week is called Baby Reindeer, and it is out on Netflix. It is a limited series, and I know it came out a couple weeks ago, but I have been telling people individually in my life to see it, and I just feel compelled to tell everybody to see this. Although maybe not everybody, because it is dark. It is based on a true story that happened to the writer and star. His name is Richard Gadd, and he encountered a female stalker and then ends up having to deal with a bunch of past trauma while also managing this out of control situation that is taking over his life. And obviously, because it is his story, he does an excellent job of conveying the level of just darkness that he was going through at the time and how he gets sucked into the journey. I think he also does a pretty decent job of not villainizing the stalker character. Obviously, this character is doing something very bad, but he gives a dimension to her that, you know, it's hard to accomplish in a story where this is effectively your antagonist, right? But you also have to explain how on earth you would get involved with this character in the first place. The female character is played by Jessica Gunning, who just does such a great job. And I think there are so many ways that they could have made this character a punchline and that they don't, which is, again, such an impressive line to balance. It's all enhanced, exacerbated, etc., by the fact that, you know, keeping in mind this is what actually happened to him. Of course, this is a fictionalized version. I'm sure it has been exaggerated for story elements. It's based on, he already did a telling of it at Fringe Festival years ago, and then this is like a wider adaptation of it. But assuming that a lot of the things he put into it are true, because there are some things that he goes into that don't necessarily get talked about publicly and in wider society a lot, you know, I'm like, dang, dude, good for you for putting it out there and exposing these stories. So if you haven't seen it already, Baby Reindeer, you know, it's so good. I will caution that it does go to some really, really dark places. So if you are not emotionally in a place to be able to receive that, I acknowledge that, like, maybe this is not for you right now. But if you are interested in crime with emotional complexity and also just like twists and turns, Baby Reindeer is streaming now on Netflix. That has been it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a review, or even consider subscribing.